producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So therefore, I'll have you do it next time, John. Okay, we have Dr. John Brandenburg with us. I'm Gene Steinberg. He's Gogs Mukai. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. And we're trying to assemble the space program here. So ideally, it's the Americans and the Russians and the Chinese aren't going to be involved, or what?
You know, the rest of the some Europeans should tag along. And the Chinese space program, though it has, you know, made some notable accomplishments, I think, like the Chinese economy, is much hyped and overblown. Anyway, let's just assume that the space station consortium goes to Mars and explores Mars together, particularly with the Russians along, so no one gets... By the way, I think it's my best opinion that the civilization on Mars was very primitive, but I don't know that. There could be advanced technology buried in the ruins that we don't know about that could change the balance of power on Earth. It would be much more stabilizing internationally if it was an international expedition to Mars.
Yeah. John, what about possibilities of energy and mineral supplies, that kind of thing, on Mars?
Well, there's apparently plenty of thorium and uranium on Mars. There's also plenty of water, and that means heavy hydrogen for fusion energy. I am a proponent, by the way, of fission hybrid energy that enables us to make combined fusion and fission to make a much safer, cleaner form of nuclear power.
But the logistics here, we obviously can't just ship stuff back and forth from Mars. We'd have to set up a base there, long-term basis, and then find some way to transport these minerals, because our space travel system now is not nearly efficient enough for that.
No, we need much more advanced space technologies. By the way, you asked me a question at the very beginning. How did a plasma physicist end up on Mars? Well, that was not my original plan. My original plan was to work on the unified field theory in the path of Einstein, trying to see if we could use strong electromagnetic fields to modify gravity for propulsion and various other applications. And I've continued working on that all during this period. So I have many publications on that. It's called the GEM unification theory. So I believe there will be breakthroughs in space propulsion that will enable us to get to Mars much quicker now than we can now.
Well, John, what do you presume you'll know about the Canadian John Hutchison? And if so, do you believe in the so-called Hutchison effect?
If something like the Hutchison effect is out there. Right now, I've consulted quite closely with the Eagle Works people at NASA who are running the shared-like device that where you fire microwaves into a kind of cone-shaped chamber, and you achieve thrust from that. In defiance.
Just by pushing it, really?
It's like pushing it, yes. And it's I have actually presented a paper at a conference where I explained that using the unification theory I've worked on. They're basically using electromagnetism to directly modify space-time. And so people ask me, well, where's the reaction? You know, Isaac Newton's third law says if you're going to have a push, something has got to be pulled someplace. And I said that's the Earth. The Earth and the electromagnetic field in the container are connected by the Earth's gravity field, curved space-time. And that is providing the momentum conservation. So anyway, there's great, very exciting things that are coming along. I think I did see a brief video of the Hutchison effect, but things were flying around, and it wasn't quite clear what the effect was. There were many effects visible. But something like that, I believe we will harness, understand and harness and turn into a propulsion technology.
Well, bottom line, black projects, do you think maybe somebody somewhere has, you know, really stumbled onto anti-gravity? Because, as you probably well know,
there are rumors to that effect.
Sorry, the public sort of face of anti-gravity research just disappeared in the 1950s, and that to me and a lot of other people just kind of indicates that it was forced from public view, probably because it was going somewhere.
Oh, God, Einstein complained. He was working very hard on a unified field theory to unify gravity and electromagnetism, and he complained that the government seemed to be discouraging him from pursuing his research in the United States. And he speculated that he might be interfering with some kind of classified effort. And so the rumor, here is the rumored secret history, which is quite fascinating, is that the Germans, using Kaluza-Klein theory, apparently, which Einstein helped publish, which invokes a hidden fifth dimension, that the Germans made great progress during World War II.
The Nazi Bell.
The Nazi Bell. And then they did not have power sources that were light enough to power it, so all they could end up doing was just having things tethered by power. Obviously, it didn't win the war for them. We can be sure of that. And so they ended up producing only an engineering test vehicle that needed a big power cord to fly. And then this was sold basically to the United States in return. Well, in fact, they say the SS general in charge of the project rounded up all the scientists and engineers, had them all shot, and so that he was the only person.
Is that Reinhard Gehlen or?
Kamling, I guess. Anyway, one of those monsters, and he managed to bargain for a clean escape to Argentina in return for turning over all of the technical details to the United States government. So then, and of course there are rumors that the human researchers received several important hints from crashed vehicles of various sorts that were acquired by various governments. And then that, to make a long story short, that by 1980, in the Reagan administration, that the United States actually using ultra-advanced jet turbine technology with turbo alternators to generate large amounts of electric power with a very small amount of weight, were able to make flying machines.
So basically what you're saying is that in World War II, the Nazis didn't have a miniaturized enough electricity source, but now...
You know, the best they could do was connect a big generator to a big airplane engine and run it that way. And then I'm sure an aerodynamic engineer looked at the whole setup that could not lift its own weight, and said, well, if you would just connect the airplane engine to a propeller, we could fly this whole thing.
Yeah.
But copper windings and generators and things are very heavy. But they say that by the 1980s...
Well, with superconductivity...
Superconductors technology had advanced, that the U.S. government managed to make flying machines that flew quite well, very self-contained, and they used jet turbine technology to fly within the atmosphere and short distances outside of it. And so that, in one sense, the... There has an engineering solution has been found to this, so we basically have that technology. There were rumors that the U.S. government would like to declassify that technology and make it available to the commercial aircraft industry, and that's sort of like having quintuplets, though, since there's so many factions involved.
We have Dr. John Brandenburg with Gene and Goggs. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Dr. John Brandenburg is one of our best presenters of the Paracast ever.
I channel my old Scottish ancestors every once in a while.
Well, we have Goggs, who doesn't have to channel. He just has to open his mouth.
My old ancestor Fergus, head of his clan, brags to me that he's killed many a man over the colors of his kilt. but I think he's exaggerating. I think he's only killed three or four.
Oh. Okay, well, this joke is going to be kilt in a moment. You had kind of a long answer and explanation in our last segment. I'd like you to finish that, and then we'll go on.
It is rumored that the U.S. government has mastered anti-gravity flight.
Oh, I heard all sorts of stories about research into that. Expand on that, please.
Well, you basically need some kind of rudimentary theory that unifies gravity and electromagnetism. And the U.S. government has sort of theories like that, and it also has apparently some items of technology that actually work, never mind how they got them. But so between reverse engineering and some trial and error and some rudimentary theory, they managed to make great progress, so now they have operating systems. That's just what I've heard.
Well, if we can do anti-gravity, wouldn't that be almost like free energy to some degree?
No, those two things are quite different. I can elaborate on that. According to the theory that I've worked on, which was developed partly by Andrei Sakharov, if you want to harness energy from the zero-point fluctuation spectrum predicted by quantum mechanics, which, by the way, was Einstein's discovery, the best example of having a free energy generator is to have a miniature black hole and begin feeding it things, trash from around your house. And as the trash falls in there, it vaporizes and gets hot, and you can generate electricity from that. And it's like a little shop of horrors, finally. You have this little thing that you constantly feed, keeps saying, feed me, feed me, feed me. It's paying your electric bills, but eventually it's going to eat your house and ultimately your entire planet. That is free energy from zero-point fluctuation. So we don't want that kind of free energy. Much better to use fusion energy.
So, John, but if the U.S. government has some kind of working anti-gravity, then what we're kind of wanting to go to here is it should obviously make getting into orbit and breaking away from the Earth's gravity to go to Mars, then obviously that's a lot easier to use these kind of methods rather than rocket propulsion.
Yes.
And if we could use all the kind of, you know, and the size of these ships, if we could use that for supplies rather than just pure solid rocket fuel, you know, just make the whole going to Mars and starting a base there so much easier.
That's true, especially for high-value cargoes. Like many technologies, when they invented gas turbine technologies for ships, you know, steam turbine technology for ships did not disappear. Gas turbines are used for very high-speed warships, but steam turbine technology is used for larger ships.
Parenthetically, I just want to ask this. Some years back, didn't Chrysler try to sell a gas turbine car?
Yes. Periodically, people have tried to do things like this. Gas turbines are really good for aircraft and even for tanks, where you need a lot of power from a small, lightweight package. But for other applications, they're not quite practical at all. They consume a lot of fuel. So I'm just saying that it's possible that since we've been building rockets now for almost a century, and it's basically reduced to sheet metal technology, putting 100 tons into Mars orbit using a big rocket may be much cheaper than bringing it with even anti-gravity technology. The anti-gravity technology would be used to carry people there much more quickly. But if you don't care when something arrives, you would probably use a big rocket, at least for the near future. So all of these things may factor in to getting us to Mars far more quickly than we anticipate.
Assuming we haven't reverse engineered something from UFOs.
Well, like I said, the government is reported that it had some working technology that it acquired, and whenever I would ask how they acquire it, and they would say, don't ask. So no questions asked in that department. Obviously, there is a UFO. That would presume a lot of things. If there were aliens flying around us with anti-gravity technology and then that meant that we had some, that would mean that we either had traded with them or shot some of them down, or they had crashed by accident. And from the reports I've heard, the aliens here are very accident prone. So it's all, I wrote a science fiction novel on this because it's very, as I complained to one fellow in the UFO field, Don Ecker, I said, the problem with this field, Don, is there are no facts. As a scientist, I like to have facts, you know, data, real data. And there isn't any. You know, all we have are reports and rumors. And so funniest thing I heard was that the Russian versus the American attitude toward UFOs during the Cold War and how the Russians may have acquired some UFO hardware was the Russians assumed any strange flying object over their country during the Cold War was American. So they would scramble the Red Air Force to go chase it. And after losing a lot of MiGs, apparently they ultimately downed one, and they Russian troops arrived to open it up and cordon off the area. And they opened up the hatch and looked inside and were surprised to not see any Americans inside.
It was the Chinese.
Yeah, something like that. And then, but by the mid-60s, the Russians, being very suspicious, decided that the United States was talking to some of the aliens, so the aliens were probably working for the Americans. So that's why the stories you hear is the aliens and the Russians do not get along.
Well, the aliens, therefore, if they were to make a mass landing, would be in front of the White House lawn. But unfortunately, it would not be believed because nobody believes what the president says anymore. It's just going to be spin, and Fox News is going to say it's an evil plot to get Hillary Clinton elected, right? We've got Dr. John Brandenburg joining us this week with Gene and Goggs. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Dr. John Brandenburg has written a book about nukes on Mars, and before we go on, let me give you the title. It is called Death on Mars, The Discovery of a Planetary Nuclear Massacre. Our guest co-host is Gogs Mackay. A reminder that we are going to increase the price for Paracast Plus subscriptions from $5 to $6 a month. It's still pretty competitive, by the way, because other shows charge $7 up to $9 per month for premium content. We offer the ad-free version of the show. We offer after the Paracast. We now have the beginning of a library of show transcripts and a lot more coming. Plus.theparacast.com. And we also even offer lifetime subscriptions. If you order now before November 16, 2015, you take the benefit of the current rate. It's not going to go up as long as your subscription remains in force. Gogs, do we have any questions from listeners, or have we covered them from the questions we've asked?
I've just been looking, Gene, and a few of them I think we've covered, but I've got a question here from forum member Sublight, who joined the forum in October 2014, so it's just over a year. And his question for John is, Dr. Brandenburg, a lot of people speculate that cosmic events have taken place in the past involving what I would assume to be mechanical devices, such as an ancient spacefaring capability or extraterrestrial, or, as you would put it, in a nuclear war from eons ago. Wouldn't the debris or leftover mechanisms from those time periods still exist somewhere? Wouldn't there be pieces orbiting around Mars or fragments or even whole mechanisms that could be detected in outer space? So I think you maybe have already covered that, in that you don't think any Mars civilization was that technological.
Right, Gobbs, but I, as I also say, I don't know the level of technology on the Martian civilization. I am convinced that that civilization exists, but I do not know precisely what its technological level was. The best working hypothesis right now is that it was not advanced, And since we have received no reports of any kind of orbiting mechanisms around Mars, and the pictures of Phobos and Deimos don't look like anything artificial, I would assume that that's all a fairly consistent story. But like I say, it is only a working hypothesis that the civilization was primitive, based on an Earth reference model.
So what do you think about this interesting episode that I'm sure Don Eckers probably talked about it with you? This photograph from the Martian surface taken from one of the Russian probes.
Oh, yes.
That had this, you know, huge elliptical shadow that was present for, I don't know, an hour or so on the surface. It kind of just had to be a real large object. I don't believe it was any kind of camera malfunction.
Yeah, I mean, it was discussed in the magazine that all us space people read in this country. Was called Aviation Week and Space Technology. It was also called Aviation Leak. And they discussed at length the object being photographed by the Phobos, but then refused to show any pictures of it. So it was widely reported in this country that, yes, the Phobos had the last images from the Phobos probe were of a large cylindrical object approaching it. And unfortunately, those pictures were not widely distributed publicly in this country. Of course, the only people who would have been able to see them were the Russians. They chose not to spread them around. The only theory offered in the aviation magazine was that it was perhaps a fuel tank from earlier in the mission that had been ejected and had followed the craft to Mars, which is, I'm being polite in just saying that is an absolutely ludicrous theory. believe me, I've been very charitable. That's a ridiculous idea. A fuel tank could follow a spacecraft to Mars like a lost dog chasing a car.
Yeah. So, John, what about if we move out further in the solar system into some of the other planets? Do you have any kind of particular interest in, you know, what's going on with some of the...
If we believe, once you have found a dead civilization on Mars, you have to start looking at everything with new eyes. Instead of ignoring things that may look like a wrecked space station or old abandoned facilities on Ceres, for instance, instead of like we have those bright spots on Ceres, you know, that they can't seem to identify despite having all of the sensors on the Ceres probe. You know, if it's water, why don't they just say it's water vapor? Water vapor is very easy to spot, you know, from its infrared signature. And the fact that they won't give a, what are we to assume, that the bright areas are not part of elements recognized from the periodic table? I mean, they have all sorts of probes, infrared multispectral imaging. They should be able to figure out what these things are. And so if we find a dead civilization on Mars, which we have found, and which obviously apparently was destroyed by another more technologically advanced spacefaring race, then the moment you find anything like the bright spots on Ceres, the first thing you should investigate is to whether it might be an abandoned space facility or something, or an abandoned mine from some other spacefaring species from long ago. You have to assume that other species have been in the solar system, perhaps mining resources or just having military bases or something, and just go looking for them.
Now, let me ask you a fast question here before we go on, John. I know Goggs is waiting in the wings for a question. All right. So if we have a spacefaring race setting up a base, say on Mars, there's a base there. ET is there. All right. So when we send our dumb little probes, like the Mars rover, lands there looking for rocks, ET is just going to ignore it. or hide if they have to?
Well, you have to look into science fiction scenarios, basically, to figure out what does a more advanced race that is perhaps here in a very small, perhaps has a very small outpost here, and this local species, the human race, is getting very rambunctious and sending probes around, and you're basically, it's beginning to really crimp your operational abilities. We are orbiting around the moon, the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, which can read license plates on the moon. It's very, very difficult to do anything on the moon if you're an advanced race with a base there that the U.S. government is not observing constantly. And as far as a rover on Mars, of course, you've noticed they have observed strange lights in the distance. Sooner or later, Murphy's Law would indicate they're going to just photograph something artificial in the distance. It probably will never make it out of the lab at Jet Propulsion, the imaging lab at Jet Propulsion Lab.
Yeah, it could have happened already.
It could have happened already. And so I think if there are ETs in the solar system operating right now, they certainly don't want any trouble or contact with us directly.
I certainly understand that. I understand we have Dr. John Brandenburg explaining why ET doesn't want to deal with us. I don't blame them. With Gene and Goggs, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Gogs MacKay is our guest co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien on special assignment. Dr. John Brandenburg is here, and we're talking about the mysteries of Mars. So we look at E.T., and we assume that E.T., who may or may not have set up bases on Mars and on the moon, that they are, as far as their morality is concerned, their peace-loving nature is concerned, there's no such thing. They're no better than we are. That's just the way it goes in this universe. They wouldn't do anything. Or would they do something nasty to us?
Most people are not aware of what was at Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. Do you guys know what was stored there?
The 509th?
All of the nuclear weapons on Earth. So the U.S. government, when the Roswell incident occurred, was confronted with the fact that someone was here basically scouting our most important strategic weapons and drawn the worst possible conclusions about that. Parts of the universe are probably not very friendly at all. Parts of the universe, on the other hand, may be quite friendly to us.
So it's kind of like having the Vulcans and the Klingons.
The Vulcans and the Klingons. Here's science fiction is, I think, a better guide than science right now. And so I think we should just be hopeful about the future. Go up to Mars, find out what happened, become spacefaring, and launch the USS Enterprise with Captain Kirk and his merry crew.
We first have to start with the crew of the original Enterprise, which I think was, 100 years earlier?
That's right. Well, you notice whenever in the movies, whenever the Captain Picard got in real trouble, he called on Captain Kirk. So, anyway, I believe that the future will be very bright for the human race. Everything's going to be fine.
So if we don't screw ourselves in the meantime.
What's that?
So you don't expect us to screw ourselves in the meantime?
Well, being human beings, there's always a danger of that, Gene.
Well, right. We could just do anything to mess us up.
Well, one of the key things for the human race is always giving. I've raised three children. One of the things is keeping them focused on something positive.
All right. Keep them focused on something positive. All right. We have a few minutes left. I just want to just go quickly into a couple of areas here.
Sure.
Now, we know about the thing that's happening with the revelations about the atmosphere, which is what you expect, and we'll see
right. Just
the day or two after the show is heard by most of our listeners. But where do we go next in Mars exploration What do you think is going to happen from NASA or any of the government agencies?
Well, the government has, you know, announced there was liquid water on Mars. And most people assume that if there's liquid water, there's life, at least microbial life. Now they're going to announce that Mars' atmosphere was much denser in the past. Conditions on Mars were much more Earth-like. They'll be confirming that. This means that Mars was like Earth for a long time. And so the next phase will be a more intense biological investigation of Mars. That's what I believe. I believe the focus will now shift to finding extant Martian life.
All these revelations have just, over the last, you know, 10, 20 years about Mars, it's almost, I think, you know, in 50 years' time, we may look back, and you could almost plot these points on a line that just said, this is them kind of introducing what they knew already, that it probably had life on it at some point.
Yes,
but
they're, I agree
just
with you.
Kind of drips, drabs to the public. And it's just, once you accept that this might be the case, that it is drips and drabs deliberately, then we can almost come to expect these announcements from NASA, on quite a regular timescale, maybe even speeding up to the conclusion. And it kind of feels like that to me.
I believe, I agree with you, I believe the pace is accelerating. I believe within 5 years they will... it will become an accepted fact that there was past life and that there's present microbial life on Mars within 5 years.
But they wouldn't reveal, even if they knew it, that there was a current civilization there, even if it was a base.
No, that's too threatening. My understanding would, you know, my best guess, let's say, would be that the UFO cover-up is going to be the last part of this cover-up to disappear. The Mars cover-up is ending, but the UFO cover-up will probably continue for a long time.
Okay, what are they covering up with regard to UFOs?
All I can say is I wrote a science fiction novel called Morningstar Past, The Collapse of the UFO Cover-Up. Wrote it under a pen name called Victor Norgard. And in that science fiction novel, the United States government had entered into a secret treaty with one of the UFO groups called the Greys. And imagine that Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that movie, imagine that event had actually occurred. And that the U.S. government then, in return for promised technology, had allowed the aliens to have a base on Earth. And in the novel, this was a historic occurrence, and that it had gone very, very badly. The aliens had displayed very bad faith. They hadn't given us any of the technologies they promised. And... in fact, they were misbehaving very badly on Earth, so the whole thing collapses. In the book, in the novel, the real secret of the UFO cover-up is that there are hostile intelligences out there. That's the real thing they're covering up. They're afraid the public will not be able to handle it, that the public will fall into despair and we will be conquered.
So you mean we make ourselves vulnerable by the mere act of panic?
We will fall into despair and lose our will to fight, and the aliens will take over.
Let me throw this out because we discussed it before, and it's got to be the last comment. Or maybe they are creating a race of hybrids, half human, half alien, and they'll infiltrate society.
Well, in the novel, the government discovers that the hybrids are to replace us, that the aliens intend to colonize the Earth with the hybrids.
And you see, in Man of Steel, what happened is General Zod wanted to terraform Earth, just get rid of the Earthlings, and they take over, not gradually infiltrate.
Right, exactly. That's something like the scenario the government discovers. And so in response, someone within the UFO cover-up starts leaking all these documents to these two women journalists, and they blow the lid off the UFO cover-up. They manage to bring it down within 6 months.
I wonder how that will play in reality. Dr. John Brandenburg, can you tell our listeners where they can check out more of the stuff that you do?
Okay. Yeah, the theme of the UFO cover-up novel is absolute secrecy creates absolute power. But Death on Mars, not science fiction, real science.
We'll check it out. Check out the PowerCast on Twitter. That's what we're known as, the PowerCast. One word, no dots, underscores, or anything. The PowerCast on Twitter. Check for two PowerCast fan clubs on Facebook. Choose whichever one you want. They will not go away. Check out the PowerCast Plus at plus.thepowercast.com, plus.thepowercast.com. It is our premium service. We give you the ad-free version of this show, which you've asked for. After the PowerCast, we're adding show transcripts. Videos are coming. We promise. But the rates are going to go up as of November 16th, 2015. And if you want to lock in your price now, subscribe now. Get the current price as long as your subscription stays in effect. The price will never, ever go up. It's a modest increase, but, you know, got to cover costs. Check out our lifetime subscription, by the way, for the PowerCast Plus. We give free ebooks for long-term subscriptions. Plus.thepowercast.com, plus.thepowercast.com. Dr. John Brandenburg, thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
Dane, great honor to join you and Dobbs. Great talking with you.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.